Radiation around us. Radiation is all around us. It is a natural part of the universe. Life would not exist without it. Do you want to learn about radiation, radioactivity, about their effects on humans and the environment? Is our body also radioactive? What dose of radiation can be dangerous for human? Can radiation help us? You will find all this out in this exhibit. The term radiation is very broad and refers to the flow of energy various radioactive particles, alpha, beta, neutrons, or waves across the spectrum of electromagnetic radiation. This spectrum includes all wavelengths, from the largest kilometer-long radio waves, through infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet radiation, to radioactive radiation, with the smallest wavelength of a hundredth of a nanometer. Let's take a better look at radioactive radiation. How is it produced? The nuclei of some atoms are as unstable as a volcano before an explosion, so they try to get to a stable state by shooting, or radiating, a proton or neutron out of the nucleus of the atom, or an electron out of the outer shell of the atom. This phenomenon is called spontaneous radioactive transformation. It is called radioactive because the first transformation was observed for an element called radium. Radioactive conversion therefore releases energy in the form of ionizing radiation. It changes the physical state of the atoms, they become electrically charged, that is ionized. Unstable elements, radionuclides, emit invisible radiation during this conversion, which has the ability to penetrate matter. Some types of radiation are not very penetrating, and a thin layer of paper is enough to absorb them. Other types are more penetrating, requiring thicker layers of heavy materials such as lead or concrete to absorb them. The cells of living tissue can be damaged by the passage of radioactivity. The damage depends on the size of the dose and the type of radiation. The unit of dose is the sievert. It is denoted by SV. You can see these doses in the section named What level of radiation is dangerous. Ionizing radiation and radioactive substances are an integral part of the environment. Radionuclides are permanently present in the air, water, soil, plants, and of course, in the human body. We are therefore constantly exposed to natural ionizing radiation, both from external and internal radiation sources. External sources of natural radiation include cosmic radiation reaching the Earth's surface from outer space and terrestrial radiation, radiation from the upper layers of the Earth's crust, which you can see on the natural background map. Cosmic rays that penetrate the atmosphere are attenuated by the air layer. Its value therefore increases with altitude. The amount of radiation from the Earth's crust depends on the composition of the rocks and varies greatly, as you can see on the natural background map of Slovakia. Intrinsic sources of natural radiation include the radiation of the human body caused by radionuclides that are present in small amounts either as part of the body, for example potassium K40, or enter the body through drinking, eating and breathing. In addition to radioactive hydrogen H3, tritium, and carbon C14, the air contains mainly the radioactive noble gas radon, which is released from the Earth's crust. Not every type of radioactive radiation has the same effect on organic tissue, so we use the dose equivalent quantity to measure the assessment of effects. Its unit is the sievert, SV, the smaller unit is the millisievert, MSV. The average dose equivalent values from natural radiation acting on humans are 2.4 MSV per year. However, in addition to the effects from natural sources of radiation, humans are also exposed to artificial sources of radiation, which include mainly medical diagnostic X-rays and radioactive fallout from nuclear weapons testing in the second half of the 20th century. Radiation from building materials and air transport can also be considered as civilization's contribution to natural sources of radiation. Other civilization sources of radiation, such as nuclear power, have a very small, in fact negligible, contribution to the total radiation dose. Ionizing radiation is therefore indeed our daily companion. Radioactivity is the ability of some substances found in nature or in man-made environments to spontaneously transform decay. In this transformation, they emit invisible radiation that has the ability to penetrate matter. Some types of radiation are not very penetrating, and thin layers, such as paper, are sufficient to absorb them. But other types are penetrating, requiring thick layers of heavy materials, such as concrete, to absorb them. The decay of radioactive substances can take from fractions of a second to thousands of years. The unit of radioactivity is the becquerel, BQ, which means one decay per 1 second. Living matter can be damaged by the passage of radiation. The damage depends on the radiation dose. When a radioactive substance decays, the radiation produced will damage living matter only if it hits it. Body hits represent the dose. The unit of dose is the sievert, SV. You can have a look at these doses in the section, What level of radiation is dangerous? There are several types of ionizing radiation, which differ from each other in many characteristics. The form of energy in radioactive conversion is very varied. We know alpha, beta, gamma, and neutron radiation.